Podcast Detroit studios in the heart of the Motor City. This is Art Junkies. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 25 of Arc Junkies. I'm your host, Jimmy McKnight, and this episode is sponsored by Blue Demon Welding Products. And no need for me to get into a description about the products, because I'm going to let this episode's guest, the president and CEO of Blue Demon Welding Products, Brian DePaul himself, explain what's coming for 2018, what products they already offer, and plus, we're going to peel him like an onion and even get back into his history of the company and how he got involved in the welding industry, and also the many different facets of the welding industry itself, not just putting down a hood and burning wire, but how you can benefit from actually trading in your work boots for dress shoes and come at the welding industry from a sales point of view. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Brian DePaul.
I'm happy to say that this is our 40th year in business. We're celebrating 40 years this year. It's a company my father started back in 1978. We are a filler metal company. I know, I think some of our marketing and social media, you know, makes it look like we have lots of other stuff, which we do, but we are predominantly a filler metal company. Like I said, been around 40 years. We carry pretty much every filler metal and brazing alloy on the planet. We import, we manufacture, we export, we kind of do it all. We have, a full line of steel alloys, stainless steel, copper, aluminums, tubulars, metal cores, flux cores, you name it. That's kind of what we try to have it all. And, in addition to that, we have some other products like you see, like some of the ones we're launching this year, just some ancillary complementary type products that go along with filler metals. But we are a filler metal company is dominantly what we are.
So do you have your own factory that produces these filler metal electrodes?
Yeah. So we have joint partners with mills around the world. And then we also do a lot of the processing here. Everything that comes in here is one way or another processed. So we do a lot of spooling, we do straightening, cutting, drawing, packaging, any and all of the above. We basically take it and process it to the final form. So we're probably the largest in this country anyway for small package stuff. So you see a lot of our product in retail in 1 pound units, 2 pound units, all that's done in house. I guess that probably answers your question. We process everything here. So, and then we have joint ventures with mills around the world where we, you know, have stuff made to our spec.
So what are some of the strategies that you use then after you've got the product made? Like you said, you've been in business for 40 years. Obviously, the marketing strategies have had to change from the beginning and inception of the company to now. So in 2018, what are some of your market strategies that you're actually using to get the word out there and get people to keep buying the products?
Well, certainly social media has been huge for us. You know, we've been around that long, but Blue Demon has never really been a household name. We sell through distribution, and we rely on our distributors around the country to promote us. Since we got into social media, you know, it's kind of given us that direct contact with the consumer now. So now we've gotten a lot more brand recognition, and now people are asking for our brand at their local supply house, which has really helped us. That in and of itself has just been huge. And good example is like FabTech. I personally have been to FabTech every year for probably the last 20 years, but this past year where we met is the first time that we've ever exhibited. And we exhibited there because we knew we had this growing brand now, and we had this relationship with the actual consumer using the product. And that was just a tremendous experience to be able to meet the people that are actually using the product. And, you know, through social media and the interaction and seeing what everybody's posting out there, you know, from a marketing standpoint has really helped us, you know, kind of get under the hood and think what a welder's thinking so we could develop more products and more things that they're going to, you know, want to buy from us. And that's kind of the approach that we've been taking the last 3 or 4 years, and it's really panned out.
Well, you guys did have an absolutely awesome setup, especially for your first year at FabTech. I mean, it was done very professional, very classy. You had lots of giveaways. I mean, you weren't behind in the times with your setup, which says a lot, especially for your first year being there. I mean, a lot of people were drawn to your booth at FabTech. It was, I mean, fantastic for a first year.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We were actually late to sign up, so we got one of those booths in the basement. I was a little concerned about that, but we did get enough people down there. It was definitely worth it.
Are you planning on going to FabTech Atlanta this year in 2018?
Absolutely. I already put our deposit down.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Can't wait to see that this year. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're going to hopefully all the members of my Blue Demon Blue crew will, you know, attend there with me and help spread the word. Looking forward to that, spending time with them. We did double the size of our booth, you know, because we're expecting more traffic and growth and, you know, just trying to ride the wave here.
So, I mean, you're kind of on the other side of the welding industry where most of the people that I talk to are under the hood and they're welding all day. You are more, you're strictly into the supply and the business end of it. And from what you said, you know, your father started the company back in the day and you're more or less following in his footsteps to run the company now. Is that more or less how you really just got your start in the business and kind of sunk your teeth into the business, was just learning and seeing everything around you as you were growing up?
Yeah, certainly. Growing up in the business, I always worked here. I always had other jobs too, but this was always a fill-in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a means to an end, a means to make money growing up. I actually had a lot to do with, I built a lot of the machinery we have here in the factory with other people, but as I was growing up, those were kind of like my summer jobs. I've always been a hands-on person.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I've kind of landed in a more of a sales and marketing role with Blue Demon Welding Products, growing up in the business, I've done everything here from actually building the equipment that actually processes our product to running the equipment to, you know, production manager and everything all the way up to the top. So I went to school and got a degree in plastic engineering. Did not think that I was going to end up in welding. You know, it just kind of wasn't on the radar at the time. But, you know, as I got older, my dad saw that he saw the potential in me to take over and just trusted me with it. And so far, so good. It's been very mutually beneficial for both of us. And it's great to keep, you know, the company going and the legacy of the family and being second generation. Hopefully there'll be a third generation that'll take over after me.
Awesome. And I can kind of relate to that because I never really expected to fall into welding the way that I did. My family is a family of electricians, and I did that always, as you know, like you said, it was always the fall-in job. I had other jobs too, but I was always doing electrical work with the family, going to these installations. And I actually fell into welding because my father got a job installing a bunch of electrical equipment at a brand new welding factory that just did production MIG welding. And by the time I graduated high school, when it hit that point of, you know, either go do this or go do this, what are you going to do with your life? The electrical work in the economy just really hit a fallout. I mean, guys in the union were getting laid off. Independent contractors were, you know, cutting each other's throats for work, underquoting jobs just to keep busy. So they really couldn't hire somebody that didn't know what they were doing because it would take away from their bottom line because they're already underquoting the job just to keep busy. And I ended up asking the guy that owned that factory for a job, and he's the one that gave me a chance. I had no idea how to weld, no idea how any of it worked, and that's where I cut my teeth for 7 years and got into the welding business that way. And he was the one that kind of inspired me the whole time. You know, he's like, go for your CWI, go for all these other things. Production welding is a great start, but this isn't what welding is. This is only the beginning. So, you know, hopefully, I mean, electrical work has always still been there. Electrical work is always something that I can fall back on. But, you know, once I got bit by that welding bug, man, I mean, I haven't really looked back. It's just been that from now on. So what are some of the learning experiences that you've dealt with, you know, going from, you know, starting just building the machines to kind of rising to president of the company, you know, like wins and losses that you've gone through and how you've persevered?
Well, you know, it's I've learned in a very short period of time, or actually quite in the length of my career, that you have to keep changing. If you're not changing, you're going to get left behind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been running the company, I guess, for 25 years. I would say definitely since we've been engaged with the social media and actually working with welders and the people on social media has been a absolutely eye-opening, huge experience for me personally. I think I've learned more in the last 3 years about welding than I did the 17 years before that. You You know, I've been around welding my entire life, and I've seen it a million times, but, you know, just interacting with the people that are actually doing it and seeing all the pictures and the videos and the plethora of the YouTube instructional videos out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's just amazing. It's amazing on how many people are out there that will give up their time to teach others their trade. And it's just really a special thing. And it's no wonder that, you know, Instagram has become a huge market for welding just because it's such a visual thing. So, you know, I learned the first, whatever, three-fourths of my career thus far how to run a business. But we were always dealing with distributors. So we're a manufacturer and we sell through distribution. So I learned all about the business aspect of it. And now in the last few years, I've just learned a lot more about the actual welding process. And that's just, I think, helped us just engage more and grow more and come up with new products. And that's probably been the, you know, it's just recently, just like I said, in the last 3 or 4 years has been a very exciting time for me personally, as far as my own growth and understanding of not business and not welding, but the actual processes involved.
You know, what I really hope people gain from this episode is that the welding industry is so vast. It's not just being an actual welder or being a weld engineer. There are so many different aspects of it, and you're yep. definitely in one of those. Like I said, you're a welding product company. You supply all the stuff that everybody needs to get the actual job done, which is a complete other facet of the welding industry that I don't think a lot of people really think of when they're just under the hood pushing the wire.
Right.
So what advice right. could you give somebody who's, looking to possibly advance their career into, more of a more broaden their horizons to get into the type of business that you're in?
Well, what you said, it's you can't have tunnel vision and just think that welding, the actual process itself or being a welder, is the limit, because it's not. As a matter of fact, we have my most recent hiree. He's on Instagram as Blue Demon Outlaw. He lives in Phoenix. He is a certified welder. He wanted to get a taste for what it is to be on the other side of the hood. And, you know, we had a mutual friend. I gave him a chance. It's been great. He's been with us for 18 months. And he's an outside sales rep for the Southwest area of the country. And, you know, he loves it. He still loves welding. He has a passion for welding, and now he gets to sell it. Now he gets to go to distributors, and he gets to go on joint sales calls with distributors that go to the consumers, and he gets to actually demo the product. You know, so not only that, but if you walk into a welding supply store and look at everything on the shelf, every one of those items that, you know, is there to be a tool or a job aid for the welder or the welding process, every one of those products has a company behind it, with a sales force, with customer service, with distribution centers, with technical people. I mean, everything. You just don't think of it that way. You know, I know you've had, if you have other people on there that's doing abrasives or other consumables or equipment, you know, there's anything and everything in the welding arsenal, everything in your toolbox, everything in your shop has a supply chain attached to it. And there's just tons of opportunity within the welding channel, just like any other channel. To find a job if you want to venture away from actually striking the arc. There is a lot you can do there without actually, you know, being the person behind the welding torch.
Who would have thought, man, you can turn in your work boots for dress shoes and actually love it
Absolutely.
And still make money.
Yeah, and still be surrounded by welding every day.
Yeah, that's cool, man. I think that's what a lot of people fear. You know, you see there's a whole movement out there, F cubicles and you know, people don't want to be overshadowed by these other people that, you know, they're not necessarily blue collar because they have the degree and they show up dressed nice every day. But a lot of people really work their way up from that without the degree and still become just as successful and even better than the people at their job that have the degrees.
Yep.
So let's talk about some of the new products that you got this year. You've heard me push the Ace Wipes. You've heard me push the brand new 200 amp inverter. Let's get into some of the brand new stuff that you got this year that's very exciting for the welding community and industry.
Okay, so for me, it's my own personal goal, because filler metals can get kind of boring, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. You know, there's not that much advancement in filler metals. You know, a lot of the same filler metals have been around for decades now, other than actually formulating something specific for an actual application. You know, the ones that are out there are pretty much going to be out there. There's nothing really earth-shattering coming out. So we try to keep it fresh by adding, you know, different products. As you've probably seen, like you just said, Ace Wipes. That's just Oh, you still there?
Yep.
Oh, sorry, my phone just cracked. Anyway, they, you know, that just came from an idea that I had because, you know, it's definitely a product that's used in the process for cleaning the base metal and the filler metal, and you hear everybody preaching about keeping everything clean. And yet you go in a welding distributor, and to my knowledge, they don't even carry acetone. And I think it's more of like a hazmat thing. They don't want to have it on the shelf. They can't distribute it. You know, shops have it. You know, so I was, you know, it was just an epiphany I had, and people always talking about this, and it's a product that I knew didn't exist out there. And our product isn't intended to replace, you know, the tin can of acetone in the shop with a shop rag. It's intended to be a portable job aid for a mechanical contractor or anybody's toolbox when you're out in the field welding and you don't want to drag a very hazardous, flammable tin of acetone with you. So brand new product for us. You know, it's just to keep things fresh and exciting, I guess. We try to come out with that. I think you've probably seen our new BD1000 rod. We've been promoting that. That's something new this year. It's actually just a new formulation. We've always had a whole line of maintenance and repair electrodes. This particular one is kind of like 6013 on steroids. It's probably the best way to put it.
Nice.
Not designed, again, for production. It's designed as a maintenance rod, and it's great for beginner welders. You know, so this is a maintenance and repair type rod that it's designed to just be easy to use so that even a novice welder can have success the first time that they weld. So we have that. That's kind of a new formulation. We changed the formulation, tweaked a little bit, and changed the color of the coating. It used to just be a gray rod, and now it's red just for a little bit of a marketing visual thing. Another new product we have this year is our Apex Flux Core Welding Wire, which is just it's a T9 dual shield type wire. We've had one in the past, but, you know, we're just always trying to improve our formulations. That in particular is a wire that's really kind of tough to do a one size fits all. You know, you've got, I guess when you're always looking at certain things with a flux cord wire, your most important with that being your arc stability, the slag removal, the amount of spatter and smoke, the overall appeal in all positions, especially like vertical up. And normally when you tweak the formulation to increase one characteristic, another characteristic suffers. So it's not truly like a one size fits all. It's you'll notice most manufacturers have two or three different blends. This is just kind of a new blend for us. And, we specifically formulated it to meet the T9 spec, which is, a Sharpie at, minus 20 degrees, test that it has to pass.
Okay.
And yeah, like you mentioned, we have a new piece of equipment coming out. That's something that we don't manufacture here ourselves. We do import that. We do have an input on the design, so we normally go through three or four different models before we accept one. And the machine that we're working on right now is a dual voltage AC/DC TIG machine, 200 amp, high freak start foot pedal. It's gonna have all the bells and whistles. Have the LCD screen. You know, super easy setup. But that's probably not going to hit until later this year because we're just in the developmental stage for that.
That I'm super excited for, man. I love the fact that so many different people are actually really stepping up to the plate with these AC/DC TIG inverter machines and, you know, making them affordable for people at the same time.
Absolutely. It's been like obvious that it's allowing so many more people to actually just try it out, just to, you know, an AC machine is very expensive. So as these machines come down in price, you get so many more people that are able to afford it. Even if it's just something they want to learn or put in their garage, you know, it's now coming down to an affordable price where everybody can learn it. And it's cool. It's fun. It's great for the industry.
Awesome, man. I can't wait to get my hands on one of those when it comes out. And kind of going back to what you said about the BD1000s, like 6018 on steroids, that made me think of the Ace Wipes being kind of like a wet nap on steroids, because when I first when I first saw those, I was like, you know, I bet he got the idea because he was wiping his hands off with a wet nap and was like, ding, you know what? We could put acetone on these and it would be a portable version of, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
That's where I go in my own head, man. Still, either way, awesome products, man. Like I said, I love the Ace Wipes. I haven't had a chance to use the BD1000 electrodes, but I've got my eye on the new AC/DC TIG inverter that you have coming out. And as soon as it does, man, let me know. I'd love to do a demo of it for you.
Absolutely.
Very cool, man. Brian, thank you so very much for coming on the show, man. It was an absolute pleasure. Thank you for sponsoring this show and letting people get a little bit more of an idea of who you are and what your products are on the market.
All right. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Anytime, man. All right. Take care. All right, everybody. That's it for this week. Thank you so very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed our guest, the CEO of Blue Demon Welding Products, Mr. Brian DePaul. If you'd like to email the show, please feel free, arcjunkies@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you and hear what you guys think about the show. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are downloaded, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, and brand new to Radio Public. If you are an Apple iTunes listener, please make sure to hit subscribe. That way you never miss an episode, and also leave a review. Because as I say over and over, your reviews help this show reach more people and ultimately gain higher on the rankings. Thank you so very much for listening this week. Feel free to check out the website, www.arcjunkies.com. And until next time, work safe and weld hard.